Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now here's Danny Milliken with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons.
Well, hello, Sherry Hera.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well.
You cold up there?
Well, I'm inside and they've got heat, so but it is cold up here. It's you know, this area, it doesn't get like negative 30 or whatever, mm-hmm. but it's like always 40 all winter long. So
yeah,
it's 40 outside, 39 actually.
So, okay, not too bad.
Yeah, low 38, high 45. Kind of only a seven degree swing there.
Yeah,
which is so different than us. Like, we're so used to like big 20 degree swings all the time.
Right, every season, every day.
Yep. Yeah, so what's happening up at Plants for All Seasons?
Well, it's Christmas time. So we're, we got our Fraser firs in, and
yes.
Tomorrow we get to unload the nobles, and then it's poinsettias and all the fun stuff.
One of these days we need to do a breakdown of the different types of trees, you know, like what advantages are and differences and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Because I just don't know. So.
Well, I do.
There you go. 281-496-5711. Sherry is up at Plants for All Seasons, just past the Weta on 249. It's so easy getting in and out of y'all's parking lot. I really love it so much.
Well, yeah. We try to make it easy. We don't want to make it hard for you to visit us.
Right. Just some roadblocks, you know. Don't come in here.
Right.
We got to keep all our plants. Oh, man. And, you know, I know it's a weird thing to praise, but I'm always praising Sherry's shrub collection up there. It's a really awesome. It's just such an underrated thought wise. The shrubs,
right? Well, you need the structure, you need the bones, right? So,
yeah.
And there's so many different things that you can plant that, you know, you don't see in just, you know, your standard landscape home. You know, the builders just kind of throw in vanilla plants.
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah, there's so many things you can do. Yep.
Not like that good, you know, Mexican, you know, whole, you know, vanilla. It's like, you know, landscapes it's like the imitation vanilla they're putting in there. It's not even the good vanilla. I mean, it's like we think of like ligustrum, right, as like a vanilla plant, but then y'all have some really cool ligustrums.
Yeah. Yeah. There's more to life than a wax leaf ligustrum, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. The McDonald's of shrubs.
Right.
All right. So, it brings us to our sponsors, McDonald's. I'm just kidding. 281-496-5711. Sherry is here to answer gardening questions, help you out how she can with any gardening information. Sherry does consulting, and so she's really around town a lot and gets to see a lot of things that people are frustrated with, struggling with, and so.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, it's really great if you want advice on what to do to handle your pests, your bugs, your diseases. Sherry's super great with that information as well. So we're here to talk to you. We're here to help you out. 281-496-5711. It's 281-496-5711. We'll be with more Sherry Hera and Home Show Garden Pros after this.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
Home Show Garden Pros, 281-496-5711. have the wonderful Sherry Hera here now. And Sherry, late fall is such an exciting time. Mm-hmm. It is full in the heart of fall and winter veggie season.
Yes.
Christmas is around the corner. People are cooking more. They're using their vegetables more. And so, lawns are still going. So
right.
To me, it's like, there's a lot of like what to do in the garden right now, what to do in the lawn right now. And so I'd love to, kind of explore some of those things. What are you guys talking about on your y'all compliments to your Facebook page?
Well, thank you. That's all Christmas. We need to talk gardening here. So
yeah, that's very true.
Christmas is fun. We'll get to that next month, right? But now, I would like to talk about, you know, what we can do in our yards.
Yeah.
To, you know, season appropriate. And, you know, as gardeners, a lot of people, you know, gardeners in Houston, a lot of people don't realize that we garden 365 days a year. We don't have a short growing season like they do up north, but we can grow. And the majority of what I grow in my garden is in the wintertime. You know, the stuff that I really love, like all the leafy greens, lettuce, cabbage, kale, carrots, beets, broccoli, like all the yummy stuff is when we grow it now. And so that's stuff we want to focus on through the winter. It's not, you're not going to plant it because it could freeze. We don't necessarily have to worry about that. Unless we have a winter like we had this past year. So
yeah, which was a weird winter.
It was a weird winter. It's not normal. So don't let that, dictate what you do in the garden.
I've been talking to a lot of people about our winter too. And I'm asking them, you know, we really had almost no winter until that cold snap.
Right.
And so I asked people what they think our chill hour totals were for the year, you know, or like what our average cold nights were. Mm-hmm. And it was basically an average winter from that perspective.
Yeah. We were above average temperature most of the, and then we dropped down. Yes, there was 5 days of it, which is very abnormal. But I mean, that's a fluke thing, and that's what living in the subtropics is like, right? You get these weird extremes and nothing's normal. You can't really get into your groove necessarily. We always have a little surprise around the corner.
Dynamic. Keeps us young. Yeah. Keeps us young.
So Farmer's Almanac had it predicted last year, right? Or it was actually this year. We keep saying last year, but last winter. They had it spot on.
Oh, wow. Scary.
But that was like the first time in 10 years.
Yeah.
So weather bloggers are saying, you know, it's actually going to be above average the whole time. We most likely won't have an occurrence like we had this February. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's business as usual in my garden. I'm going to do everything just like I normally would.
Yeah.
And then if that weird cold comes up, then I will battle it at that point. But I'm just going to prepare like normal.
I love that. And I definitely want to explore what that looks like, what preparation and activities happen. Okay. We do want to talk to our callers, you know, make sure we answer questions as they come in. We'll have our conversations, but let's bring Susan on, 281-496-5711. Susan, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm looking, since you were talking about shrubs, we had a vacant lot next door to our house for several years, and now there's a house being built, so I want something to screen. They put up a wooden fence, but I'm looking for, I saw some hollies planted in a neighborhood in Cinco Ranch, and they were like a tree shape rather than, you know, than shrub that leaves all the way to the bottom. And there was a flock of cedar waxwings in it eating the berries. It was so cool.
Yeah.
And I was wondering what you could recommend for something like that.
So, you know, hollies, any form of holly that grows 12 to 15 foot tall can be formed into a tree.
And prune it, okay.
Right. So that's just a function of pruning. So what I have on the side of my house that is treed up like a, like a little, I call it a lollipop,
like a tree,
is a Savannah holly. And the cedar waxwings, one day in the, you know, late winter, early spring, they'll flock through and it'll be like all this ruckus going on. And then I'll go out there and every berry will be gone. So
they
Savannah
were so
holly,
beautiful. Yeah.
Yes, East Palaca. So all of them will give you the berries and then you can tree them up.
Okay.
There is a little bit of a holly shortage this year just because a lot of people replaced with holly. So where are you in the Cinco Ranch area, I'm guessing?
Well, no, I actually live in Pattison, which is where my husband likes to say we're a suburb of Brookshire, which is, Brookshire. That's like a joke.
That's great.
Right. Yeah. So it may be a little bit of a challenge, but yeah, I think a Savannah or East Palatka would be beautiful.
Okay. I either go to Nelson's or down to, I've worked in the Richmond area, so I go to Enchanted.
Enchanted's perfect. There,
so yeah. But I might make a road trip out to y'all.
Okay. Well,
do you have any in stock?
I have two right now.
Two, okay.
Yeah. Yep. So see if you can get one closer by first, okay?
Okay. Do you have time for one other question?
Sure.
I called last week about planting blueberries in pots, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, and I bought some, I was up in Brenham for something else, and so I bought some peat moss. That's what they recommended. Is that what you recommend now that I've bought it? But would you recommend adding that to the soil?
I would add it to the soil. I wouldn't. And it just, are you doing a potting soil in your pot and then adding the peat moss?
I haven't gotten the soil. I usually get it from either the ground up or someplace, someplace that's good soil. So if you can recommend, I'm really far from what's the one up in Conroe? I'm blanking.
Nature's
out
Way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nature's Way.
Yeah. So what I would do is mix your peat moss in with whatever potting media you purchase, wherever you get it, and then mix the either the MicroLife Ultimate or the MicroLife Acidified.
I was planning on doing that.
Yep, and then you should be good.
And someone else mentioned aluminum sulfate. Do you recommend that or?
I wouldn't do it right now, but no. Okay. And I would just do your MicroLife Acidified or MicroLife Ultimate. It has the perfect amount of acidity in it.
Okay. But you'd recommend a landscape, like a bed mix, rather than a potting soil, correct?
I would do a potting soil if you're doing it in a pot.
Oh, you would?
Always.
For shrubs like that. Oh, okay.
Always in a potting soil. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Fox Farm, do you like that one?
That is my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Great questions there from Susan. I always love it when people grow berry shrubs because they're so rewarding.
They really are. If you can wake up before the mockingbirds get the berries.
That's right.
That's what happens at my house.
Oh, no. 281-496-5711. Glad to hear from Susan. We want to hear from you. How can we help? 281-496-5711. Danny Milliken here with Cherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons, and we will be back.
Clean, clear water. No scent, no taste, just crisp refreshment your body craves. City and well water have impurities that smell, taste bitter, spot glasses, and clog your pipes. Worse, it dries out skin and hair. Clean is better. Go clean with a Connecticut water treatment system from Aquatex. Your body will love you for it. Schedule a free Aquatex water analysis online at aquatexwater.com. Go clean. It's what your body craves. aquatexwater.com.
Yellowing patches are a warming sign of brown patch. See it? Spray it with humic acid now. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hey, this is John Ferguson of Nature's Way Resources. I'm here to tell you we've got a full line of fall vegetables. And if everybody remembers the phrase from this late, early spring this past year, we have a large selection of cold hardy plants available. Also, it's a great time to top dress your lawns, get that compost out there to control the fall diseases, improve the soil, and make your yard more resilient for next spring. And of course, we don't want to forget remineralizer. There's so many plant health problems, human health problems linked to lack of elements in the soil. And one of the best ways, most economical, is to use the remineralizer, and we're fully stocked in it.
For just a short drive north of Houston, just north of the Woodlands, take the Sherbrooke Circle exit, which is exit 81, and just go up there, make a right turn, you see a big sign, and we have a 42-acre facility to provide all your gardening needs. Follow us on our Facebook page, or come to our website at naturewayresources.com. And we also have a wonderful electronic newsletter. It's free, written by Brenda Smith, the Lazy Gardener. You can sign up for it on our website. And we just started a new series on all 79 elements in the human body and what they do for plants, animals, and humans. So come visit us. And now let's get back to Sherry and Danny.
Yes, thank you, John. Sherry and Danny, both here, both ready to talk gardening, answer your gardening questions, and give you some gardening ideas, too. So, Sherry, I kind of love what you mentioned about what to do in the lawn now, what to do in the garden now. So let's talk the lawn first. What are some things that people should be really paying attention to, getting ready to do, all that stuff?
So, you know, in my yard, my grass stays pretty green until we have that true first freeze.
Right.
Because the humic acid level in my lawn is pretty strong. So what you could do right now is you could put down the MicroLife Humates Plus as your fall fertilizer because it's a 004, right? So it's got the element of the high potash to build good, strong, sturdy roots, and that's going to increase your humic acid level, making your grass be able to take more of the extremes, the extreme cold, the extreme wet, and get through the winter months. Right. And another thing is our trees are dropping leaves and it looks messy. So I could spend hours raking them. But what I have my husband do this for me is he puts the mulching mower on the highest setting and goes over it without bagging. Right. It mulches.
Yeah.
And it just turns those leaves back into fertilizer for the grass and it cleans it up. So it looks, it's kind of like vacuuming. Right. Except for it's mulching up those leaves and putting them back into the lawn. So
that's a great idea.
Yeah. So I can't pile them all up in my flower beds. It would cover my plants. But so it puts it back into the earth.
Yes, right. Right. And I love that kind of concept. Now, of course, if you really want to get some before you do that and put them in your flower beds, they do make phenomenal mulch for that space.
Absolutely.
I do a very similar thing. I do have most of my trees kind of over and they fall on gravel paths or my gravel driveway or a real mulched kind of patio we have in back. And I generally just blow them off of the gravel onto the area. But leaves are so good in your compost pile, y'all. They're so healthy in there. So
And so I usually, I pile them up in the flower beds, well, you know, as they're dropping. And then after they're all dropped, I get it all situated. And then I put a nice little layer of hardwood mulch over them. So
right.
I'm not raking up and throwing them away. I'm actually using them. And it just looks nice when you have a nice mulched yard.
Yes, so definitely.
I like the clean look.
Well, I mean, what's happening too is you're getting that clean look, but you're kind of making choices that are reducing waste and building your soil.
Absolutely.
So, that is an awesome thing to do. Those leaves are an incredible resource. So if you've listened to the show any length of time, you know I'm kind of a leaf fan.
You're a leaf hoarder.
Yeah, a leaf hoarder. Although they all go away, so it's kind of like
it's sustainable.
Yeah, it's really wild. I picked up almost 50 bags of leaves last fall
from neighbors.
I'm
sure they talk about you through the neighborhood.
I know one house for sure does. They'll see him. I'll ride my bike around and they're like, hey, you're that guy. I'm like, yeah, I'm the leaf stealer. But I mean, it's all turned into compost now.
Yep.
So all turned into compost and it's fed my veggie beds a couple times. So that is an awesome thing to do is what to do with those leaves. And you know, in the lawn, you just break them up. This is where like so much energy got stored, for the plant. And they sucked some stuff out of it, mostly the nitrogen to give it a balanced approach. So y'all, the leaves are dynamite. They're excellent material.
Yeah.
To chop and put in your soil. And the same reason in Houston, we don't have a lot of thatch. You can trust that those leaves will be turned into soil by the soil food web.
Yeah.
So just trust that. Now, anything else? I mean, that's a great thing that people can be doing kind of with their leaves and their lawn. Any diseases or pests we need to be looking for right now?
I mean, we typically have brown patch. You know, we have the warm days, cool nights. If we stay in this little dry pattern that we're in, it typically won't become a problem. But if you do see the brown patches growing, then we can treat it with MicroLife Brown Patch. You can use MicroGrow. You can use liquid humic acid. So molasses, things you can do that promotes the good bacteria and fungi to take over the bad without using a chemical fungicide.
Gotcha. Well, that's a great thought. And I mean, I really, in the terms of fungicide, really have enjoyed using that Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control. And people are sending me pictures of it's stymieing brown patch. So
yeah,
I think we found our thing. I think we found our thing for brown patch there.
There you go.
Well, that is awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk to Mark, Terry, and Jason, and just start answering your gardening questions and really getting down and dirty in the soil, in the news, in the weeds.
Okay.
1-496-5711. Sherry Hira, Danny Milliken, Home Show Garden Pros.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros here. I kind of mentioned a little bit how much I love composting, and that is a personal preference. I also like reading nonfiction. You know, I like a lot of things that not everybody loves. Compost requires a know-how, certain type of know-how requires a little bit of tolerance. I've had snakes, I have had squirrels, I've had a few things messing with my compost too, and it requires a lot of space. So, but it reduces greenhouse gases, it reduces waste pressure on landfills, and you can compost actually without devoting the space and the know-how and the messiness by using moonshot compost. What they do is they provide a service for you where they'll take your kitchen scraps. And these things are highly nutritious plant parts. The nutrition that's in those, if it's turned into compost, it makes incredibly great compost. If it goes in the landfill, it makes the worst gases. So, you know, it's a kind of a higher reward situation when you use somebody like Moonshot Compost. They're so awesome. They come and they pick it up and they deliver it to professional composting yards like Nature's Way Resources that can turn it into incredibly good compost. And what's really cool is that you gain compost as you do it. So you get compost, finished compost back. It's kind of like buying time. You know, it takes years to turn your food waste into good compost, and you don't need years to be able to get it back. You earn it as you go along. They offer drop-off and pick-up services. So they can come to your house and pick up your food waste, and they give you all the supplies. You're not worrying about a thing. All you got to do is get those kitchen scraps in their little airtight container. So it's awesome stuff. Moonshot composting. You want to start today. Now is a great time to see how clean and easy composting can be. Startcomposting.com. That's startcomposting.com. Well, these guys are doing a great job. So I would encourage you guys to check them out. 281-496-5711. We're going to talk with Mark. Mark, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Morning, y'all.
Good morning.
I'm a home builder. Oftentimes, homeowners do not opt in for our landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
We finish with a sandy loam final grade. I wanted to see if there's a seed or anything that homeowners can put on in the meantime for erosion control and give a good little kickstart for their gardens.
So are you talking landscape beds or in the grass?
Yeah, grass, sod, you know, all the way up to the foundation is a sandy loam finish.
Yeah.
You know, homeowners wait sometimes 3 months before they get their landscaping in, and they can catch a lot of erosion. Mm-hmm. I've been telling them to use a ryegrass blend. I'm just looking for some confirmation.
Okay, yeah, in the lawn area, you know, I wouldn't put anything into, like, I wouldn't put grass seed in an area where you want a flower bed. So I would think if they could just do a 3-inch layer of a hardwood shredded mulch in the area up closer to the house where it's going to be flower beds, and then, yes, a ryegrass mixed through the winter would be fine. But, of course, that's going to die out, and so you would have to change your summer protocol. And I would say, you know, you could do a Bermuda seed in the summertime or a St. Augustine sod in the summertime.
Wonderful. I appreciate y'all.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, great question there, Mark. I will say that there's a lot of data that talks about the incredible erosion-stopping power of, like, a coarsely ground compost.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, putting down an inch of compost everywhere might be as cost-effective as buying a huge bag of seeds. Mm-hmm. It might prep that soil, and it might also reduce erosion a lot, because those fibers in the compost will kind of link together, you know, and not erode. So, right. So what's known as a Ramiel method, mm-hmm. pretty cool way to go. That's different than seeding. And you know, yes, if people are waiting, it's a great thing to do.
Yeah. It just, you know, if it was my house, I would want to have something to cover up the mud.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you have like dogs or kids or anything, you're just going to have a big mess. So.
No, right. Yeah. Right. I mean, if you're moving in, you mm-hmm. really just need to lay sod.
Yeah.
Yeah. If like the home's being built and you're worrying about erosion, you maybe have some other things if you're not living there yet. So,
right.
So if it's a situation where the house is pretty much done, all the fun details are happening, you had to do all the leveling, but nobody's moving in for 3 months. To me, like, you know, $300 of compost would be an incredible kind of addition to future success of the landscape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great question there. Really unique question too, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's good that the builder's thinking about that.
Yes, that's an awesome builder that's thinking about it. I wish you had mentioned the name of the company, because builders get a lot of bad pub on the landscape front because of, you know, the soils that the irresponsible ones use. So, all right, 281-496-5711. We're going to jump on the phone with Terry. Hey, Terry, what's your question for Sherry?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Doing great, thanks.
Yeah, well.
Okay, we talked about this a little while back, but I'm getting ready. I'm waiting for a freeze, but I don't want the freeze because I'm trying to put the ryegrass out. Should I do it before the freeze or wait till a freeze?
To do the ryegrass?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you do it now. Go ahead and do it now. When the soil temperatures are coming down, you don't want it to be too cold. You don't want it to be too hot, but right now we are perfect.
Okay, good, because I thought it was always after the first frost. But that's no worries. I'm getting ready to aerate her yard to do that, then I was going to drop the rye.
Yeah, and make sure you get a good turf-type rye. There's the SOS 400 that's an annual rye that won't create competition whenever it's coming out of dormancy in the summer.
Yeah, I usually buy the Oregon rye.
Okay.
What I buy. Is that the same thing, isn't it?
It just depends. There's so many different ryegrass. I prefer the SOS because it's more of a low growing turf type. So it's not going to be that grazing type of coastal rye that gets like, you know, 2 foot long.
Sure.
Yep.
Sure, sure, sure. Well, yeah, I appreciate it. Guys, always enjoy your show. Thanks again.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yes. Thanks, Terry. Yeah, it's interesting because I think, you know, most people are thinking, oh, ryegrass is a ryegrass is a ryegrass, right?
Right.
But that's not the case. If you're looking to keep mowing, you want that SOS 400. You want something that's going to be low mm-hmm. and not, you know, maxing out at 6-7 inches versus 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
If you are looking for a fluffy, you know, catches the wind as it blows across on your seaside
more
cabana,
like a prairie grass.
Yes, right.
Yep. Yep.
Then some of these other rides are better for you, but... So you mentioned there the difference between kind of annual and perennial rye.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you feel like that this is a great brand / type to get out there.
Well, if you're overseeding over your St. Augustine, you want to do an annual rye that's going to start dying off early as the St. Augustine's coming out of dormancy. So there's no competition. Mm. The perennial rye, if you had a big area of just dirt and you wanted to put some rye out there, you could do annual or perennial. But if we're overseeding over existing lawn, I would recommend doing an annual type because there won't be competition coming out of dormancy.
Makes sense. Makes total sense to me. So, well, that's really great information. And, I mean, do you encourage people to annual grass over
the St. Augustine? I think it's just really, I mean, I don't know, not necessarily.
Yeah.
I think if you like to have a green lawn all winter and you like to mow all winter, then go for it. I've done it, and then there's times that I don't do it. So, and I haven't had any issues with overseeding with winter rye.
Yeah.
Yep.
The one thing we learned at Herman Park, this was over Tiffway 419, a very short Bermuda grass,
mm-hmm.
is it was much better for us to up the volume of the ryegrass.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are inclined to like reduce the volume and have fewer rye plants, but it was better for us to have more because then the roots wouldn't establish quite as thoroughly and we could regain our Bermuda more quickly that way. So, you know, there's strategies involved all the time in all gardening, what variety you're using and kind of what are some of your methodologies. So even with the ryegrass, it's not just as simple like, yeah, get out there and get some. So
yeah. I wouldn't buy the Gulf rye, which gets really tall, because if you miss a mowing and then you go over it, it just lays down. It just looks messy.
It sounds like it would be pretty good in like a pot, you know, like a decorative pot.
Yeah, I guess you could do that. Easter grass.
Fluffy Easter grass, yeah. Awesome. 281-496-5711. We have Mark on the phone that we're going to get to right when we get back from this quick break. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
Sprout a miracle. Lettuce, arugula, and radishes are easy, and kids think of them as miracles. Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
We're lucky in Houston, because we have so many great companies that are making phenomenal compost. Really the best compost that I've ever encountered is made in our area. We also have the best fertilizer that I've ever encountered made in our area, and that's MicroLife. Sherry, I know you use MicroLife all the time.
Yeah.
And I just think we're so fortunate. It's such a weird thing to think about a product to sell and just be like, we're so lucky. But we really are, to buy local and to be doing something that's really good for our soils. And that's what MicroLife is. Their slogan is healthy plants, healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. And they do that by giving great products out. And so, I mean, one of them that I love this time of year that I'm using a lot is Humates Plus. It's a dry version of humic acid. And to me, it is the ultimate winterizer. You literally are adding everything the plant needs, a bunch of minerals, a little bit of life, right? It's inoculated, and then lots and lots of carbon. So, and you know, the liquids, Sherry. So I know you like some of those liquids. What are some of your faves?
The Biomatrix right now, I'm using a lot of to help control fungus. So that's a great one to use. And of course the soil and plant energy. Really, you can't go wrong with any of his liquids in the MicroLife line. They're just
very true.
They all perform slightly different functions, but yet they all do the same at the same time. They're all soil building.
They heal the soil and grow the roots.
I mean,
it's great. You know, they protect the plant from the inside. So check them out online, microlifefertilizer.com. Just doing a great job. So way to go, MicroLife. All right. 281-496-5711. We're going to talk with Mark. Hey, Mark, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, y'all. I just want to ask a question and also say thanks, y'all, for being on the radio for me in the morning, and I can have my cup of coffee and be informed and entertained.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Thank you. My question was, and you brought it up when you were talking about the mulching. During the summers, I hate picking up grass, and I will. I've got a real old lawnmower, but if I go over the grass like that's already been cut six or seven times, it gets to really a fine grass and all that. Am I messing my lawn up if I do that every single time? And I don't know if this makes a difference. I live near the Gulf. Only we can hear the waves. I'm not in the rich area. I'm a school teacher, so that's not going to happen.
Okay, so you're asking if you pick up like bag.
Oh, no, I don't even bag it. I just take the lawnmower and go over and over and over on it.
Oh, yeah. No, so, that's
but
that's
is your, does
fine.
Your mower, does your mower have a mulching setting, or is it that old that it just, it only makes it kind of big?
No, it has a mulching setting, and that's pretty much what I always use when I'm cutting the lawn. I don't try to cut my lawn real, real short, because I was told that that's not a good idea.
It, absolutely. You're doing it right.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I guess your question is it okay to leave the mulch on there? Is that going to damage your lawn by leaving the grass on there? And it sounds like you're saying you got to go over 6 or 7 times to get it to your desirable tiny pieces.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. And so I don't think that repetitive mowing is going to do a lot of damage. Now that's the only thing that might be questionable. I mean, leaving your clippings down is phenomenally good for your lawn. That is like one of the best things that people can do, especially if you're mowing kind of high.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like fertilizer, right, Sherry?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, I would leave it. Now, if you have big, like sometimes you'll see them mow and you'll have like these big trails of grass that are just piled up on there. I would disperse those because
that's what I do. Yeah. I mow so that the grass goes, you know, mm-hmm. in towards it, and then I usually divide it up into 2 different things,
mm-hmm.
Once it starts getting, you know, small enough, then I disperse it throughout the entire yard.
Yeah, sounds perfect. Right, yeah,
yeah, good job, man.
Oh, okay, great. All right, well, again, thanks so much for all the information. You helped me on a pecan tree during the freeze and everything.
Good.
You guys were exactly right. The pecans were like humongous.
Oh, good.
So we fed a lot of squirrels through that.
Right.
Great. All right. Have a great day, Mark.
Thank you.
281-496-5711. We'll take a quick break. Come back with Matt and Rich and Mike here on Home Show Garden Pros.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For 3 generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Monterey Lawn and Garden. Superior solutions for every garden.
Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting. Putting the wow back in your yard.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
Home Show Garden Pros here to help you with your gardening problems. So we're going to jump on the phone with Matt. Hey, Matt.
Annie, Sherry, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Matt.
Sherry. Kelly was so kind. She's such a cheery lady.
Isn't she?
So
wonderful. Oh, yeah. She called me yesterday to say the 10-15 white onions are in, so I ran
finally
right over.
Finally! Yes.
Yes.
And I got the Vidalia.
Vidalia.
Yeah, okay. And at the same time, I just wanted a small bag of potting soil to put some 10-15 wise in pots in case some don't take in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought the
Promix?
I'm sorry?
A Promix?
Wait a second. Let me tell you real quick. It is the Light Warrior seed starter.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, can I use that in the pots that I want to put an individual onion in? Mm-hmm. It's a seed starter, but I can use that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem,
no
right?
No problem.
Good, very good. One last thing. Mm-hmm. Danny, I only have 3 tomatoes on that celebrity plant that mm-hmm. I put in at the end of August. How many tomatoes do you have?
Well, the only tomatoes I have are growing out of my compost, and it's... thick-skinned but very flavorful variety of seeds, so it's not named. But it's pretty delicious. I probably have like 60.
Really?
But they're like bigger than a ping pong ball.
Right,
really
that's
robust
my
flavor.
Size. Well, less than that for me, the three of them.
Yeah, celebrities are a little bit bigger. But, you know, the celebrities, the big tomatoes aren't your best option for fall. And I know you were in a pinch and you love that tomato, eaten-wise. But it's usually generally really great. And I know we've talked about it, Matt, but to go for a little bit smaller tomato for fall because it's such a unpredictably linked season.
I will do that next year. And I want to thank you, Sherry, Terrell, Kelly. She's the best, okay?
I will. Thanks, Matt.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Let's just say it right here. Kelly's the best.
Kelly is the best.
The best among Kelly's.
That's Cashier Kelly.
Oh, Cashier Kelly.
Yes.
Oh, okay, gotcha. That's nice. Oh, so not your sister.
Not my sister. She is the best, too. But
Everybody's the best. All right, here we go. Rich, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good morning.
Good. How are you, Rich?
Good, good. I've got a pretty large yard, and I've done the compost top dressing, and it's a real chore.
Yes.
So my question is...
And you get dirty.
Which is a good thing. But I was wondering if you knew of anyone that rents a compost spreader, just you can push around the yard. I've seen them before. You know, they just have wider aperture, and you can spread compost with them. But I haven't been able to find one to rent. Do you know if that's available in town?
I don't know. Do you know, Danny?
So, I mean, I will say this before I say, I think you can get them at, you can borrow them or rent them from the ground up. But I'll say this is that they're still a whole lot of work. If you're looking to avoid work, it's really not that much more than the cost of the compost to have somebody do it for you.
The work is certainly, but also just to spread it more evenly. But if it's not really that much of a savings of work,
well, and the hopper. The hopper doesn't hold all that much, probably twice of your wheelbarrow, and so you got to always go back to your trailer, and then you're loading this huge load every time. and then it's like, I don't know, the microbes spread it around in the soil, right? So. It's not like you're just treating the one spot that you put it down on. Like, they do a pretty good job of spreading it around. As someone who's professionally done this, I just fling it out of a wheelbarrow with my hands pretty happily.
Yeah, I just use pitchfork and fling it, so that's usually the way I do it. Okay, well, I really appreciate the advice. Thanks.
What part of town are you in?
Spring, Woodlands.
So, I mean, Warren Southern Gardens does this service, just so you know. So
what's the name of it?
Warren's Southern Garden.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
I'll check them out.
Okay, yeah. Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah, have a good day. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you too. You too. I love it when there are people, the city's a better place, Sherry, because we're getting them to compost top dress.
Absolutely. So. And you know, if I had a large yard, I would just work sections. If you couldn't find a compost spreader, but I would just work sections. You know, I have a small yard and I still work sections. So,
right.
No need to do the whole thing every single time.
No, that's a really great, really great point. And, I mean, I think that may be even more effective from a soil perspective because of the nature of the living entity of it. Each time you do it, you are getting benefit over your whole lawn.
Right.
Nutritional impact, not as much, but aeration and kind of biological movement for sure. That's a great call. Sections, I like that.
Yeah.
And it's like if you're kind of using it as your primary treatment, like you see sod webworms, you put down compost. You see brown patch, you put down compost. You're kind of doing it by sections, right?
So right, you got it.
Yeah. We're gonna go to this break a little bit early so we can be on the we can get a little bit more time to Mike's call here. So. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Sherry Hara is here dishing out great information from Plants for All Seasons. And we're going to take a break. Be right back. Talk to Mike.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
We'll be right back.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Here it is, our last segment of the day with Cherry Hera.
We made it.
Additional gardening. What's that?
I said we made it.
Yeah, time flies by, right? It went so
fast. It does.
Fast. It does. Yeah. So we're gonna get on the phone here with Mike. Answer your garden question. Hey, Mike.
Hi. Good morning. I have a question. We planted 20 live oak trees in Robertson County, which is about 30 miles north of Bryan College Station.
Okay.
And what we did in order to keep it moist, we put in an irrigation system. We have two little sprinklers on each side and a bubbler in the middle. This was back in March, I guess we did this. And for the most part, we've ran it just about the whole time, except when they've had a lot of rain.
Mm-hmm.
Question is, should we turn the system off at this point through winter? We typically do that for the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know whether the sprinkler runs about 10 minutes three times a week.
Okay. I would turn them off. You know, the demand for water is not as great, and you don't want to overwater the roots through the winter. If we're going to have a freeze event, which you most likely will have one, and we may not, but you most likely will, then I would water them 24 hours before to make sure they don't go through it dry.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're getting rain every, you know, week to 2 weeks, you're not going to have to do a ton of extra watering on those guys.
Yeah. See, my problem is I'm down in Houston. And we get up there every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
The soil
up there is extremely sandy with also some iron ore, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of problematic, though.
Another reason.
Go ahead and just turn it off, you think, and take my chances.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I really would. Yes.
There's a bit of training the roots to stay shallow effect if you kind of keep your current approach going there. So I would say it's kind of like it would be time to just turn the irrigation off and leave it off forever. I mean, if there's a big freeze coming that's going to dip down way deep, like you can actually use that as a protective system, but I just the trees don't need water anymore. They got to start living on their own. Watering is also not going to be the way that we keep the roots healthy, because that'll pull the roots up shallow and not, you know, questing for that deeper water that we're looking for. So I'm with Sherry. Let's just turn it off.
Okay.
And then watch those trees thrive.
And when spring comes, don't turn it back on again, or what?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I would not. I would save those for a drought, a crisis, basically, a drought or crazy heavy freeze.
Yeah. In my yard, we get to October 1st, and if we're getting ample rain, even if we're not, I typically turn it off and just flip my sprinklers on when we've had a long dry period. So just turn them off now, and then we get to springtime, March, April, let's really start kind of looking at the long-term weather and try to time your trips out there. And then as we dry out and get hot, then you can kind of gauge how much. You might want to go deeper, so a little bit longer, but not as often with your watering, too, whenever you do turn them back on.
Okay.
Because if you have a bunch of little surface roots, we get a drought, they're toast.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you for that call. Great question.
Sherry,
when you say deeper and longer, you're talking like not 15 minutes
three times a week,
but
maybe once, 20 or 30 minutes, but once a week.
Yeah.
So increase the time, and then the water will penetrate deeper. And it's a sandy soil, so it's going to penetrate, right? It's not like our clay soils where it just pools up.
Or flows out, and you're like, oh, there's all the water goes.
Yep.
That's awesome. Well, and then, any leaves that you can get or vegetative material you can get and build around the base of those plants will be a huge help.
Right.
Also.
Increase that organic material. It'll hold on to some moisture.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, what cool is happening up at Plants for All Season these days?
Well, like I said, Christmas trees.
Ooh, Christmas.
We got our Fraser firs in last Sunday. And then tomorrow, somehow all the unloading of the trucks timed on my days. So tomorrow we'll get in the noble firs and the Douglas firs from the Pacific Northwest. So
that's where I am.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. It's smelling like Christmas. Poinsettias will come in this week, so you could, you know, swing by and pick some up for your a lot of people take them for Thanksgiving.
No doubt.
For hostess gifts. So yeah, that's just kind of what we're doing. Of course, we always have the beautiful flowers through the fall season that you can plant that'll grow all winter. And yeah, we're just living the dream.
That is awesome. Well, y'all are doing a great job up there. So thanks for your great information dishing out today. Big thanks to Sherry. Big thanks to Anita in the first hour, again, with awesome information. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Let me be the first one to tell you that. Our next show will be an encore performance. We'll have all the garden pros on one day, so that'll be a really cool listen. So have a great holiday. You know, stay safe, eat a lot, sleep a lot. Get some rest, everybody. We need it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Awesome job, Sherry. Thank you. This has been Home Show Garden Pros. Next up is Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan. So the fun continues here on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
HomeShowRadio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.